For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Under U.S. occupation, Afghanistan has become the world's leader in narcotics production, while its western neighbor, Iran, has become the world's leader in per capita narcotics consumption. As many as 1 in 20 Iranians are believed to use narcotics regularly. Iran's western neighbor is Iraq, where the new leadership is seeking closer relations with its former enemy. Borders between the two countries have become much more open since the fall of Baghdad, and now heroin is flowing freely from Afghanistan into Iraq via Iran. Besides serving as a new conduit for Bush White to reach the West, illegal narcotics use is now escalating among Iraqi youth. Furthermore, according to the British Telegraph, growing numbers of young U.S. troops in Iraq are using Afghan heroin, which they buy from Iraqis while on patrol. While you were listening to this report, approximately 2 pounds of pure heroin have entered the world market from U.S.-occupied Afghanistan, and some poor sucker somewhere in America has just been busted for marijuana possession. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Here we go again. Tony Blair has been taking a lot of flack because he buried a bogus report that stated we should abandon our fight against drug addiction because winning the war on drugs would be hard. Of course he buried it. It was stupid. A roster of twisted facts and misinformation drowning in the opinion of its author. In fact, the few facts found within the report illustrated the extent of the drug epidemic. Quote, police would have to intercept 80% of drugs entering Britain to affect supply. Seizure rates are 20% at best. Now, what does this prove? Drug legalization advocates have predictably come to the conclusion that this shows unequivocally that we should end the drug war. Who would have guessed? But let's be rational for a moment. Without the rule of law, there is no order. We must not abandon our laws when their enforcement becomes difficult. Our entire civilization depends on this principle. The report suggested that we should allow all of society to fall victim to addiction because doing what is necessary would, quote, pose a substantial challenge to law enforcement. And Tony Blair buried it. How could anyone blame him? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Methamphetamine. Is it truly the new scourge of planet Earth? Or is it the same old shift they've been using every 10 years or so to validate the need for more drug war? Methamphetamine, made by untrained chemists around little children because it's prohibited. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.